You're listening to the StudyClicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hi, and welcome back to the StudyClicks podcast. It's a new year, it's a new dawn, day, whatever. None of that. Just the new year, actually. It's just
a new era.
It's just a school year.
New
but
normal.
A bit of a different school year than most, than any school year we've experienced, really, because of the current conditions, which if for some reason you're listening to this in 2025 or whenever, we're in a bit of a situation at the moment whereby we're dealing with a pandemic.
Yeah, that's it. This is back to school like no other. It's far, far more uncertainty than ever. It's kind of like the first time ever we're like, it's like, will there be, okay, Christmas exams, mocks, summer exams, junior cert, leaving cert, what's happening? Does anyone know? And it's going to be so difficult to deal with all that uncertainty, but we are here to kind of get you through all the bits that you, we're here to get you through all the bits that you can control, because so much of what's going to be happening with school over the next year or so is really going to be out of your hands. So we're not going to pretend to be experts on what's going on. We don't have any experience at what you're dealing with. That's important to remember. But we're going to try and do our best to make sure that you adapt the best kind of attitude you can have going into it, because like I love saying, you can never control the situation, but you can control how you feel about it.
Yeah, and yeah, this podcast is mostly just going to be us chatting about the whole back to school process, obviously in a slightly different light now. Our advice as best as we can, but like Nessa said, we can't fully empathize with you, unfortunately, because we don't have to go back to school, but we're going to give as much sort of hindsight advice as we possibly can, and hopefully give you that sort of comforting voice and some tools that you can use going into the school year and how to get the best out of it, regardless of the kind of weird times we're in. And for any new listeners, because obviously it's a new year, so there might be a couple of new listeners among you who...
Oh yes, who are we?
So yeah, for those of you who don't know, my name is Emer. I'm the Study Clicks
overlord
person. I work for Study Clicks, let's keep it at that. I do various things. I chat to our students, I help create content, I manage a few things like that. And then I am joined in this podcast usually by my lovely sister Nessa, who happens to work for StudyClicks as well.
So yeah, that's right. I'm Nessa. I'm Emer's sister, and we both work at StudyClicks. But I am the StudyClicks social media manager, on top of other little bits. But social media is my main job. So you can catch me on. Sorry, there's a fly flying around my face. I nearly swallowed it. You can catch me on. Instagram, or StudyClicks is on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat. Someone's got to look after all those, you know?
Yeah, and the reason why I didn't flinch because there was a fly around my mouth was because Nessa and I currently aren't in the same place. You might be able to tell by the audio quality being slightly off. If it is, we're very sorry, but we're actually currently recording this over a Zoom call. And that is because, as you know, we are in a pandemic. So me and Nessa are currently not in the same area, and it doesn't really make sense for us to be in the same area at the moment. But we are still here. We are still dedicated to making the StudyClicks podcast, and we are going to be here regularly throughout the year to give... Oh my God, I can see the fly.
Yeah, right.
On the Zoom call.
He's so annoying. I think he's like...
I can see the fly on the Zoom call. That's so funny. What was I saying? We are going to be here all year round. We'll be releasing podcasts regularly to help throughout the year. And we also have a ton of previous podcasts that we recorded. It's such a big fly. I can't believe it. And we have podcasts already that you can go back and listen to. Tons of different types of advice. So if you are a new listener and you haven't listened to us before, do check out the StudyClicks blog page. You can find all our podcasts there, or wherever you're listening to the podcast now, if it's on Spotify, iTunes, wherever. Go look at our other stuff. We've got loads of advice on like exams and how to deal with various things that might be going on in your life. So not to brag, but we've given some pretty good advice in the past. So definitely give that a look if you have the time.
Yeah, exactly. Huge back catalog of content for you to all to enjoy completely free, because we love you.
Yes, because we're sound. So Anyway, as per usual, if you are new, you'll probably learn by now that we love to ramble, but we're going to stop now and actually get to the...
It's still the intro.
the main part of this. Yeah, we're still doing the intro, but this is New Year's, new beginnings. You have time. You don't have to study that much yet. You can waste a little extra 5 minutes listening to the Study Truths podcast. Anyway, so we're going to talk about back to school and various things. Let's get stuck into
it. Yeah, absolutely. ASAP, what will we talk about first?
Kick us off.
I suppose something to address really is kind of what everyone's thinking is just the general anxiety of going back to school in a pandemic, because, and like I said, the intro, there's only so much we can say about this, because even the people in charge kind of are finding it hard to kind of predict how everything's going to go. You're just going to have to trust, like, the teachers have undergone so much training over the summer, and a huge amount of money is being spent to make sure that schools are as safe as they can possibly be. And as long as you're doing your bit to stay safe as possible, like, there is really, like, no more that you can do.
And yeah, like, another anxiety might be that it's been so long since you've been in school. If you're not in first year, you know, you would have been in secondary school last year and been cut off around March. So it has been a hot minute since you were last in school, and that might be a bit strange to suddenly go back after having such a long break, which you're not used to. And that's fair enough if you are worried about it. But I would just say, if that is a fear of yours, definitely you will realize after the first couple of days that it's completely fine again. Your brain doesn't just shut off forever and doesn't turn back on again. It might take a week or two to get back into the swing of things, but that definitely shouldn't be a worry of yours. You will be completely fine. And there are also changes being made to the curriculum. So if you're in like fifth year, for example, or going into sixth year, and you'll probably know at this stage that there have been changes made to the assessment for the 2021 exams. So there's a lot of stuff being taken into consideration, and anything that you have worries about more likely than not are being considered and will be looked after throughout the year. So whatever it is that's worrying you right now, it's too early in the year to be worried. You have so much time ahead of you, and things are being looked after for you. Just enjoy going back to school, enjoy seeing your friends again. Obviously be safe and be good about it in the current conditions, but I think for the moment just try not to worry about anything. There really isn't, in terms of school and in terms of study and exams at the moment, there's really nothing much that you have to worry about. So from that side of things, do try to just enjoy being back at school and seeing your friends again.
Yeah, exactly. Another worry that I know people might have is that in terms of the schools having closed early and people missing out on 2 months or 3 months of work, or like regretting not having done more work. There's just no time for that. You're just going to, and don't be blaming yourself at all. Like, at the end of the day, you were like a student going through a very difficult time. Like, this, I mean, I'm a big fan of the word unprecedented, but it has been used so much, but like it's applicable. Like, it was completely unprecedented. There was nothing you could do to prepare for it. I know people might have regretted like not working more during the school year, because so many, and this especially goes for like leaving cert students that say they kind of do the bulk of the work in the last few months because the mocks kind of, you know, kicked them in the butt a little. And that's how it like kind of works for a lot of people. And then you could be thinking now, oh, I wish I did more work during the year, and I'm going to have to do that now if there's going to be more class assessments. Fine, like, do that now. It's great to get into the habit of it now, but don't regret not having done it earlier, because you literally could not have seen it coming. There's just, there's no point in worrying on what you could have done, because it's just energy you can spend doing something much more productive, like preparing now, basically. And
I think something that will help you if you are feeling a bit worried or anxious about uncertainty or anything like that of the future, then it's a great opportunity to get organized and just keep on the go the whole time if possible. Within reason, obviously, don't burn yourself out. But this idea that, okay, no one would have seen what happened last year coming, so all you can do is just make sure that in that moment you're doing as best as you can, because a lot of people would have been caught out with saying, oh, I'll start studying in March or whatever it is. So that's, again, because this year you just don't know. It's a great opportunity. Well, an opportunity sounds bad. Like, it's not an opportunity. No one wants the opportunity to study, but like it's almost, you've seen how it worked last year, and now it's, would be wise probably to take the moment now to just get a head start on everything and do your best from the get-go. Don't wait until after the mocks to get your head in the game. And, you know, this kind of thing, like, start now. And then at least if something uncertain happens or something kind of surprises you throughout the year that people weren't expecting, you can say, okay, well, I've just been, you know, I have been doing my best since day one, so I'm prepared for whatever happens.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah, sorry, you said get your head in the game, and I feel like that might have been the second time you made a High School Musical reference on this podcast, and I kind of blanked out after you said that because I was kind of replaying it in my head. But yeah, no, absolutely. Now is the time to just kind of get your act together, really. I mean, like, no, obviously no pressure. It's the beginning of the year and it's very important that you don't burn out. I've seen it happen to lots of students, especially leaving certs, who just start doing crazy work straight away and then they kind of hit a wall in the middle of the year or before even Christmas tests, and that's absolutely what you do not want to happen. You need to start small. And this is kind of what we kind of encourage us every year, but we know a very small percentage of students do it, but it's really the option that makes life easiest for you. And it is kind of, I know you hate to hear it, but start studying at the very beginning of the school year. Like, do it now. Like, start small, obviously. Only do, like, in September, say, maybe only do, like, 5 or 10 minutes every night. Just kind of catching up on, stuff you did in class that day or whatever. And just kind of drive it into your brain a bit more. You're more likely to remember it later. And then once you kind of get into a habit of doing small bits, you'll find you'll be able to add on more chunks of time as time goes on to your study time. You'll find yourself naturally studying for longer and it won't seem like such a chore because you built that really small habit from the beginning.
And I think the word there is habit. Like, it's this idea of getting into a routine. And when you can, if you can do that from early stages onwards and you're just set in this routine and your brain is used to it and you have no problem every evening doing a bit of study and, you know, like Nessa said, start small, make it a bit bigger. You're not only getting into a routine, which makes everything easier for you throughout the whole year, but you're also learning to do this independently, to depend on yourself. Because again, I know something else that might be uncertain is whether schools can stay back the whole time or there might be the switch back to doing home learning. And if that happens and we're in the same situation where you don't always have access every day to your teacher, then you have a cushion at least because you know that you've built up your own routine. You know how to learn by yourself and get your study done and you're not depending too much on someone else to try and get that done for you. So do try to study what you've learned in school, definitely. But I think it's also not a bad idea to start small, but do little bits of independent learning if you can. Maybe start looking at the next topic that you're supposed to do in school and have a look at study clicks, look at the past questions, look at the extra resources and videos and things we have there, and train yourself a little bit. Find out the best way that you study, find out the best way you learn. Maybe you like watching videos, maybe you like making mind maps, whatever it is. Try and get all of that done now before a lot of stuff, because if you're in third, fifth or sixth year, things are going to get busier throughout the year. But if you can get all of that kind of organizational stuff sorted at the start of the year and you're in your flow and you're in your routine, just trust us, guys, it's going to be so much easier if you just do it now. And I know no one wants to take that advice now, but this year of all years, I think it just makes sense because it's, you know, RSA ads, expect the unexpected.
Why did you compare it to a car crash?
Because do they say expect the unexpected anywhere else? Anyway, yeah. Expect the unexpected. Be prepared because then you won't freak out. You won't be like, you won't spiral into this, oh my God, what am I going to do? This thing came out of nowhere and now I have no idea what to do. I had nothing set up. But if you have something set up, if you have your routine set up, you have plans set up, you know how you study, you know how you learn. And then you're like, okay, the situation, if something happens, you can be like, the situation isn't ideal, obviously, but I'm pretty good at doing my own thing anyway, and I'll survive.
Yeah, exactly. And I know it might be kind of a bit anxiety inducing, or you might feel a bit of pressure kind of considering the way assessments kind of go this year, like, oh my god, I don't know how things are going to go, like I have to kind of be on the top of my game for like every class test or every in-house test. And please don't like be worried about that. Like we said, like getting in the habit, it would be no bother to you once you have that routine. And the hardest thing is getting started. So if you're looking for some tips on how to get started, like we mentioned earlier in the intro about like all the podcasts that we've recorded previously, we have so many helpful tips in some of them that I know, like the major kind of obstacles that people face when it comes to studying, like people just find it so hard to study, and I understand studying can be extremely boring. So many of the obstacles that you come across is that you're easily distracted, you don't even know how to get started, like where do you find the motivation to get started. So three podcasts that I would recommend is, one, how to get the motivation to start studying. I have four actually, sorry, my bad. There's just so many amazing podcasts we recorded, you know. One is the best study methods. This is vital. If you're using a study method that doesn't suit your method of learning or the way that your brain learns and retains information, it's going to be absolutely useless to you. So make sure you know what kind of learner you are and you're using the right study methods. So that's another very important podcast. The second one is how to get organized. This might seem like kind of a silly thing, and everyone might say like, oh, but I'm not an organized person. That's not true. Anyone can be organized. And in that podcast, we show you exactly how. And the fourth one is how to avoid distractions. And this is a big one, especially in the age of technology. There are so much more distractions now than there would have been for students of even like 10 years ago. Like, it's crazy. So that's a huge one. Oh, another one. I keep lying about how many ones that there are.
Just listen to all of the podcasts. They're all
the other
relevant.
One I want to mention is how to create the perfect study plan. Because once you download one of the free templates that we have on StudyClix, and side note, if you want that, just message us on the site or email me or message me on Instagram and I'll just link you directly. But if you download one of those free templates and listen to that podcast on how best to fill it out and how to follow it, then if you have all five of those podcasts and you have taken all of that information on board, you will be a study machine, I promise you. So, yeah.
Yeah. And like, the thing is, if you are getting into this routine that we're talking about now and you're depending on yourself a bit more than past students might have done because they just had access to teachers all the time, if you can become a person who is fairly self-sufficient when it comes to studying and exams and learning and all that, you are set up for life. And what I mean by that is the majority of you are probably going to go to third level institutions, college or whatever. And that is pretty much all you're going to be doing, because you go to lectures where no one holds your hand and you are given assignments where you are totally clueless and have to kind of make it up as you go along. And that is a guarantee, more or less. So you're going to have to reach that at some point and learn those skills at some point. And if you can do it now, then you're getting these skills. You're kind of getting head start on everyone else and you'll find it a bit easier. So it can only benefit you to start doing that now. And so if you're kind of thinking, oh, but I just really don't want to do it now, it's only a good thing, really, because, and it doesn't even stop at college, you know, you're going to go the rest of your life without having a teacher there, for the majority of you, at least. So learning how to be able to learn things yourself. Obviously, there are complex issues like maths, for example, and there's just a certain thing that you need someone to explain to you. And that's, of course, you're not going to be able to learn everything yourself, but there are definitely some subjects and some topics and some subjects where there's a ton of stuff online that will help you. So just try to start getting into that mindset of managing things yourself, and you will carry that with you for the rest of your life. Like, it'll save you a lot of hassle in definitely your first year of college, at least.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say that when it comes to the independent learning, that is a huge pitfall for so many students. And I think it's a reason for a good percentage of the dropouts that happen every year. So if you go into college armed with this ability to just kind of control your own learning, you're going to be so much better off than every student that came before you. So that's in a situation where there's mostly kind of disadvantages, it's really important to like look at those advantages as well.
Yeah, and like obviously we work for StudyClicks, so we're going to talk about why you should use StudyClicks, but that's a good segue into it. I think like StudyClicks is basically built to help you support your own learning and how to do it yourself, and we do the hard work of getting all the helpful resources and helpful content and all that, and we kind of just send it your way directly. So I'm sure all of you already have a StudyClicks account already, but if you don't, please set one up. The upgraded accounts are obviously better and you get more stuff with it, but you know, whatever account you're using, there's lots of stuff on there that will facilitate you learning by yourself and getting the best grade you can and understanding the different topics. Just use the questions by topic page to look at past exam questions. You know, just looking at the marking schemes to every question is a surefire way to learn something. Doing our quizzes is a really nice and fun way to learn any topic. And the videos and notes page is also amazing. And don't forget to go onto the discussion page as well, because that's almost like some of you guys are ridiculously smart, like teachers already at the age of 18. It's crazy. So if you're struggling with something and maybe your teacher isn't teaching it properly, or you don't have access to your teacher's time like that, go onto the discussion forum and say, hey guys, can anyone explain this thing to me? And most of the time there's someone out there who can, and that's another way to try. And again, it's not, you're not like completely learning that by yourself, but you are empowered by StudyClicks, let's say, to go and find the answer and finding someone who can help you. So there's just a ton of different resources and tools and features on StudyClicks that will support this idea of independent learning. So make sure to use it as much as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. I find like discussion forums is like a total hidden gem. Oh, sorry, the fly is back and it's intimidating
me. Oh no.
It's just flying so close to my mouth. I'm like, why? Oh god, the fly distracted me so much. What was I talking about? Yeah, the discussion forums. They're like such a hidden gem, because like obviously we have to like monitor them, but anytime I'm going through them, I'm like, there is so much useful information here. Like it's this huge like sharing point for loads of students, just like, oh, you need notes, I have notes, look at these amazing notes, and like, what do you do this, like here's the answer, and here's so many other answers from so many different perspectives. Like I cannot rate the discussion page highly enough. It's brilliant.
Yeah, and if you are one of those people who answers and is really helpful, then our hats off to you.
Yeah, you're in our good books. I'm seeing loads of concern as well, social media, mostly people who are going into sixth year this year, with regards to if there's going to be calculated grades this year as well, or do you know the changes to the curriculum and the assessment, what kind of differences will it make, and how, like, people are concerned that the 6 years are really going to have a hard time of it this year. And while we can only hope that all the accommodations will be made for all the 6 years, another thing that I would recommend is we have some exciting news this year, which is that we've partnered up with extremely talented and qualified Leaving Cert Guidance Counsellor, Donica O'Mahony. He's at Leaving Cert Guidance on Instagram, but we're going to be teaming up with him a lot during the year and doing various different things on Instagram, where he knows so much. He knows literally everything about like the CAO and courses and points and all this kind of thing. So if you have any questions, it's definitely worth following him on Instagram and keeping an eye out on the StudyClicks Instagram as well for all the different things we'll be doing with him during the year.
Yeah, and like just in general, don't panic too much about this year's Leaving Cert or getting the points or how is college going to be, because again, it's this idea of you don't really know, no one really knows, and we can't control the outcome of that kind of stuff just yet. All you can do is do your best in the current moment, be prepared as best as you can for that current moment, I guess. And don't worry, even if the worst happens and you don't get what you want or whatever. I know it's really hard to just accept it when we say something like this, but it's going to be fine. There are so many different options out there for you. There are so many paths that you'll be able to take. Something not going right this year doesn't mean that it's the end of the world for you. And so if that's kind of what's on the top of your mind, that you're already worried about that point in June or whenever the Leaving Cert might happen, you're worried about how it's going to look for you this year, just really, really, really try not to, because A, they are really going to try and make considerations and accommodations for everything that's going to happen this year to make it as fair as possible. Also, even if things go badly, trust us, you will be fine. Things don't always go right. That's life. But things will work out. You will get a nice path in the end that you want. And I know we repeat that a lot in the podcast, but I would love to just like hug everyone that listens to the podcast and just be like, it's fine. Look, we've been through it and it doesn't always go right. And things happen in life and you're like, oh, I wish that didn't happen, or that's not what I wanted in this moment. And that just happens. But you will be so fine as long as you have a healthy attitude towards how you're going to move on from it, because that's it. Like, we're humans. We move on from things. So don't get all up in your head about this like point in the future that you're worried about what it might mean for you and like what the unknown will do for you. Just stay in the present moment, do as best you can in that moment, because that's all you can do right now. So just try to stay focused in the current moment and be as zen as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of like pretty much my number one advice for people going back to school, and the kind of how the uncertainty of it is that literally we're just all going to have to take it one day at a time. That's what the teachers are doing. And that's what everyone else is going to be doing. We're just going to take everything one day at a time. Like, you can always get through one day. And then after that day, you'll get through the next day. And it'll be fine. You'll manage it. There's up until your life up until this point so far, you have already overcome, like, so much. Like, even just through living through this time, you've already been through so much. And you got through it. You're here now. You're listening to this. So what's to say that you can't do it again? You're going to get through it.
Yes. And like, just on that thread, I guess, be sure to mind yourself if you are feeling worried and if you are prone to a bit of anxiety and worry, then just make sure that you are taking care of yourself. You are 100% not alone, especially now. Like, this whole pandemic thing is definitely not a light topic, and it's not something that is just going over everyone's head. There are a lot of people who will be in similar situations to you. And so just make sure to check in regularly with yourself that you're doing okay with everything that's going on. Try to do things for yourself, like, you know, if you're into these meditative activities like meditation or yoga or going for a walk or listening to music, whatever it is that makes you happy, make sure to put aside time to do that, regardless of the time of year that it is. Even if it's around exam time, just do make sure to put time aside for yourself. Regularly check in with yourself. Regularly check in with your friends. Make sure that they're doing okay. Support each other. Again, like, this idea of independent learning is all well and good, but if you can help your friend out, you will learn things by teaching other people. That's a great method of learning something, is by relaying it back to someone else, trying to teach someone else. The same thing will work for one of your friends. So if you're struggling with someone, try and reach out to your friend to help you. Have study sessions over Zoom if that's applicable to you. All of these kind of stuff. Just make sure to like stay in touch with people, stay sociable, stay doing the things that make you happy and help you unwind. Don't stay all day in your head worrying about school and exams and whatever. It's not the be all and end all of your life.
Absolutely. I know it's so kind of hard to see it like that right now, because you're in school and like the education system is all you've ever known. Like, you don't know anything outside of school. So it's so hard for you to say, oh, I know everything will all work out and my life will take this path, because you haven't experienced that yet. But you're just going to have to trust that everything will work out in the end, because it will.
Yeah, and there's going to be a point in time where you're not in school anymore and this will all be behind you and you'll be doing something much more exciting and much more fulfilling. So if that works for you to focus on a point in the future, do that as well. Sometimes that's very calming for me, at least, if I think about the point in the future where that's not a thing anymore that I have to worry about. So just remember that all things pass. And I know we're actually talking very pessimistically, almost as if we're like assuming that everyone's really worried about it. If you're not worried about it, then go you.
Good for you.
You already have your mind ready to go. And that is great as well. And then to those people, I would just say, still take the advice of starting now and being prepared for whatever might come for this year. There is never a downside to getting started early on things like study and whatever. It can only help you in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. You're never going to regret studying. Like, I know it kind of sucks. It's the same way as with me in exercise. It's just like, oh, I just really just don't want to go running now. But I never regret going for a run. So like, same as studying, you're just do it. You're never going to regret it. And like, people might like We've no time for anyone like calling you like a nerd or anything. Like, we've no time for those people. Like, just get on with it.
There's have so no much, shame around anything like
there's
that.
There's just so much That's to get so on with. Silly. Yeah, absolutely not. We talk about that more in other podcasts, but yeah, it's just, it's not worth it. Like, you save yourself so much hassle. Yeah, it's just so beneficial. It reduces so much stress. Like, so why would you not do it? So, yeah.
Yeah, do this year, or like, also I feel like we're addressing the 6 years more than anyone's like saying this, but like, do this year for you and not for anyone else. Don't do it for like, if you have parents putting under pressure, or teachers, or siblings, or friends that you're competing with, or whatever. Like, just get through the year for yourself and do it with you in mind, like numero uno. Whatever you want out of this year, make that your number one priority, that you're taking care of yourself and you're getting what you want out of it.
Absolutely.
So with that, I think we've talked long enough.
We always do.
Left the room at this stage because
Okay, so we've said pretty much all we need to say. I think if you have any more questions, we are so contactable, if that's the word, through the site. There's a little chat feature at the bottom. There's always someone around to answer your questions, and you can message any of the social medias, Instagram, Snapchat. Snapchat is study_clicks if you're looking for us there. Yeah, so easy to get in touch with us at any time if you have any questions. And should be depending on what time that you're listening to us, I imagine if it's a back to school podcast, you are listening to it at the end of August, early September, but we'll be running some competitions on StudyClicks Instagram and Facebook. So make sure you're following us if you're not already. And if you're not, why not?
Yeah, and another reason to get in touch with us would be, so we're looking all the time for podcast themes and different things to talk about or ideas for the site. So always get in touch. We love hearing from our users on what they think would work. And because it's a new year and we've already covered a lot of topics, we are definitely looking for some new things to talk about. So if there's anything that you would like to hear myself and Ness's view on, or we can also try and get a guest onto the podcast. That's another thing that we are hoping to do this year, is get more guests. So let us know what you would like to hear, and we will do our best to try and make an episode on it at some point. And also, like, if you have any guests that you want us to talk about, anyone in particular in the study field that you want on the podcast, make sure to let us know who they are and we can see what we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially like subject experts, that would be so helpful.
Yeah. And one final thing, which would be great, is if you like the podcast, please subscribe to the channel or follow us on whatever podcast app you're using. Yeah. And make sure to give us a rating if you can. We would be so grateful if you wouldn't mind. Because
it would make
then
my day.
Yeah. Or leave a review or whatever. Just interact some way, because then obviously we then get seen a bit more on the different platforms, which helps more people see us, which helps more people hear us, which helps more people learn and get through the year and the study and the school and the Facebook. I sound like a 50-year-old mom.
I wish the listeners could see all the hand gestures you're making right now. Listeners, it is frantic.
Anyway. We would like more people to find out about the podcast so we can help and reach more people. So please interact with the podcast, leave a review, subscribe, etc., etc. And that's pretty much all from me.
That's it for this episode. And thank you for joining me, Emer.
Thank you for joining me, Nessa.
I feel like I'm Ryan Tuberty interviewing you.
Yeah, we'll be back again soon. Do not fret. We don't have like a 100% regular schedule thing, so unfortunately we can't be like, oh, next Tuesday, listen out, but we do try to have them pretty regularly, like every 2 weeks or so. Just make sure to, if you can, get notifications when a new episode is out. That would be cool. Do you think people can do that?
Oh, that'd be great if you could do that.
Or just make sure to, like, if you subscribe, then it'll show up in your newly released whatever. So just make sure to subscribe, and that's a good way to keep on top of our newest episodes.
I think the listeners expected us to stop talking approximately 5 minutes ago.
There's definitely no one listening still. It's just you and me, Nessa. We're just alone in this podcast.
Okay, well, let's sign off from this podcast with just the two of us then. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's goodbye for now. Bye.
Bye.